Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Ready for the next level of real personalized banking? Muna's ITMs are like a teller in your car. That's right. From 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, using one of Muna's ITMs at our main branch in Marion or Collinsville makes it so easy to bank with us.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll.
Brother, we're rocking tonight. Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here. My name is Buddy. I'm the Rock and Roll Handyman. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all sorts of noise at the Build Mississippi Studios. And they are a great, great organization that talks about wanting to prepare young, all of Mississippians for the upcoming future in technology and in working in with your hands and working with your, in all of the industries that are going to need workers this year that can really make a decent salary. Love Build Mississippi, great organization. Well, this is a show where, of course, we'll be happy to take your text anytime at 601-879-4395. That's our text line. That's 601-879-4395. And our call-in line is 888-808-8637. If you'd like to give us a call, we sure do want to hear from you and find out what's going on in your life today. The first segment's going to be just open forum. We'll talk about anything at all, and you can get to us. You can stream us. You can watch us on TV. You can pull us up on your smartphone. Pull us anywhere that you any device that you have, you can get us on. Believe me, just go to supertalk.fm or have the Supertalk app and pull it up, and you'll get right to us. Got a guest coming up at about 10:30 this morning. Cindy Toucher is going to be here from MGT Films, and that's a window film we're talking about. And we'll tell you a little bit about some of the great opportunities that window film actually does provide for people who can't afford to buy windows this day and age, because windows are not cheap. I know, I sell them, doors and windows, and they're just not cheap. Wow. Well, last week we had a text. Milady was asking about some vinyl plank flooring, and we got to the point, and I gave her a real quick answer, but I don't think I really spent much time on it, but I do want to spend a little time on that situation. What we were talking about is pulling up carpet, and first thing you need to do is pull up the carpet, and then you need to pull up the carpet tacks. And generally speaking, the carpet tacks can sometimes pull up a little bit of concrete as well and create damage. And then also the pad, you need to pull up the pad. The first thing you need to make absolutely sure of is that your floor is absolutely clean and level. And if it's not, you may take and patch it with a little concrete vinyl patcher. Or if you need to do the entire floor, do it with floor leveler, and it'll make it so smooth as it should be. Now, once you pull up the carpet, you're going to find the base molding is probably about, I would say, maybe a quarter to a half inch above the floor. And you're going to go, oh no, this lady was going to remove her base material and actually put it down at floor level. Well, that's not necessary, and that's not really required. What should be done is the vinyl floor will actually slip underneath that base, but not go all the way to the wall. You do want to leave some room for it to expand and contract. And by putting it a little bit under that base, maybe a hair under that base, that's exactly what it'll do. And then, of course, you'd cover that whole area with like a base shoe or a three-quarter round. And any kind of hard floor, tile or linoleum or plastic laminate or vinyl floors. They'll all have like base shoe or three-quarter. And a lot of people are going nowadays to using three-quarter round because it has a lot more coverage than base shoe does. It covers a lot more of a gap, if you will. So in buying vinyl floors, just buy a good quality grade. You don't want to go to a store and get the least expensive they have, because that's just not going to act right in your house. It's going to be separating, and it's going to be not acting properly. So you have to get the best type you can so that when it clicks together, it'll stay clicked together, it'll stay locked together, and it'll help you out a whole lot. So that's just basically what you have to do. All right. We've got a lot of things going on this morning. We're going to take a phone call, 888-808-8637. We're going to Greg in North Mississippi. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Enjoying the show. A huge fan. You do a great job. I had a little question. It's amazing you let in with the foundation, because I've taken off a little back room at grandparents' home, the one I live in now.
Yes, sir.
A beautiful place. But anyway, it's on a concrete slab. So now it's just a concrete slab towards the heavens, right?
Right.
And I was wondering, do you have a recommendation that I could put something on that, you know, something on that slab? I don't have a gutter back there. Like I said, I took that little room off. It used to be a washer dryer room.
Right.
And I was just wondering, Mr. Handyman, something that you could recommend. And could you give me a second? I'll grab my pen and paper and listen, sir.
All right. Now, let me see if I understand first off. There was a room back there, and they removed the room, and now there's just a slab. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And like I said, I've sidened the back part and capped all the plugs and all the little heater stuff in my grandparents' hall. And like I said, it's a little 8x12 room.
Right.
And I don't have a gutter, so all that water is coming down and hitting that slab, right?
Right.
And I was just wondering, I thought, and it was amazing you kind of started the show with with foundations. And I was wondering, what do you have a recommendation, sir?
I do have two recommendations. And I think that first off, that slab is on the same level as the rest of your house. And most times when a slab is exposed outside, as you well know, it's dropped down a little bit just so that the water won't seep into the house. So the first thing I want to do is make sure that the wall between the slab and the inside of the house is sealed properly. That means the sill sealed, everything's sealed. And a silicone seal will do the best in sealing that. So you want to make sure no water gets under there. That's the first thing to do. Second thing I do for sure is I put some water seal on that concrete as best I could, two or three layers. I roll it on, let it dry, and put another coat on there as well.
Yes, sir. And by the way, McCain, it's got about a I was an old roofer, you know, back in the day. We talked about that, but it's got a little pitch on it, so that water's getting on there pretty good. But
good.
That's still a lot of water to come off that roof and hit that foundation. But
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that'll work. But you sure don't, because it is on the same level as the rest of the house. You sure don't want to get it in the house if you can help it.
Yes, sir.
All
thank
right.
You so much.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your call, man. Have a great day. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk, Mississippi. Phone 9-888-808-8637. And our text line is 601-879-4395. Hey, text us anything at all. We'll be happy to get to that as soon as we can. But, that's a strange situation to have a room in the back of a house and remove it and have nothing but a slab there, because that slab does end up at the same level as the rest of your house and can create problems if it's not addressed, if the water infiltration is not addressed properly. So it needs to really make sure. All right, getting back a little bit to vinyl floors before we finish up with those. If you don't get a quality brand of vinyl floor, what's going to happen is it won't stay snapped together, and it'll slide around and move around. It just won't look like you would hope that it will look. Now, if you buy a quality brand, most of that doesn't occur. Most of the time, you'll have a pretty good floor to help you out with. Now, some vinyl floors require underlayment, and underlayment can help a vinyl floor in creating one of a vapor barrier or a cushion, and can insulate. Really, and they make so many great different type underlayments for vinyl floors that they roll out and can be taped down and made to look like they belong on the floor. And then you put the vinyl over and it works really, really well. Vinyl, of all the floors that we have probably come up with over the years, everything from, I'm talking about linoleum. remember linoleum? Say, what do you mean remember linoleum? I live on it. No, I don't. Which some people do, which is okay if that's what you do. But then you went to everything from rolled vinyl to hardwood to plastic laminates of vinyl planks. And really, as things have grown and things have gotten better and time has gone on as far as the building industry is concerned, I believe vinyl plank flooring is really one of the better ways to go today. The least expensive, the easiest to install, and probably the one that's going to last the longest. And it doesn't dent, it doesn't, but be very careful that your floor is clean. If you leave like one little rock underneath there and you put vinyl on top of it, guess what's going to show? There'll be a little bump in your vinyl all the way across. I know, I've seen it before. And so you do have to make sure that it is totally, totally, totally clean. Another thing that's very important is that vinyl plank flooring needs to be where it's going to be placed, which room it's going to be in, and sit in that room for at least 24 hours beforehand so that it can acclimate to the climate in that room. It'll help you a great deal, and that's just exactly what you should do. You should use that vinyl floor that way. All right. But it is the most durable floor available. Just make sure that you don't buy the least expensive brand that you can get. And you'll have a good floor to go with. All right. Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in Mississippi. No, in the country. They are a great hardware store. Rebel Ace Hardware, located all over central Mississippi. Many, many, many different locations. They're open at 7 in the morning till 6 at night. And they have all the hardware that you can ever imagine. I mean, anything from paintbrushes to screwdrivers to power tools to power equipment. They have a power equipment center next door, Pearl, to their Revel Hardware store. Revel Ace Power Equipment Center is just an amazing place. They have plenty of zero-turn mowers and plenty of trailers and plenty of everything you'll need, weed whackers and blowers and everything you need to do any kind of lawn service or garden service whatsoever, Revel has it. You see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware, tell them you heard about them on the Handyman Show. That's something we need to start getting out more. People need to start telling the clients they go to where they heard about them, because it helps not only the clients, but it helps everybody so very much. So tell Revel you heard about them on Super Talk. That'll help you out a lot. All right. Handyman Show right here. Just looking at Lance, just being so quiet in there, just looking all around.
No, I'm just working, baby. Just working.
That's what you've been doing for 6 days. Yeah, when you gonna take it easy?
Well, there'll be time once it's all said and done one day.
One day.
Until then, we're going to keep working.
Go get it, baby. All right, well, keep having it.
How have you been? How was your week, though? I mean, it was wet, I know. Were you able to get out and do anything?
No, it was a very different kind of week for me because I didn't get to stay at my house. I had to stay at my son's house because he and his better half went to the coast on vacation. I had to stay up there in Gluckstadt to take care of his pups. And it's just a very, very different situation for me to stay there than it is to stay in my house. I mean, I like being home. And this house is very, very nice. It is really nice. But I'm talking about it so far in Gluckstadt that you can't get there from here because they've got Green Oak Road is closed, Yandell Road is closed, and it's way out by Deerfield. So it's I mean, you can't get there at all from here. But I'll be happy when it's over, and I'll be happy to be heading home, which will be tomorrow. But that's how my week has been, Lance, just to give you some idea of what it's like.
And the traffic out that way.
Man. Well, it's not too bad because of the hours of day. And also, I've decided I'm not going any place because to get from there to any place is like a trip. So I said, this is a nice subdivision. I'm going to stay right here. And it's a nice
house. Why not? I mean, you're already there. Enjoy yourself.
It's a big house, and I am enjoying it. And there's a decent guitar up there I can play. I hadn't taken one of mine, but he's got a pretty nice little guitar made by Samick, which is a pretty good guitar company. So I enjoyed it very much. All right. Handyman stuff. Well, I want to talk a little bit about cultured marble. What is cultured marble? Well, they started to build bathroom vanities, and they were looking for something to really do the job. And cultured marble got to be the in thing for many years ago and was still a little bit around, but not nearly as much. Now, older cultured marble, what happens is there's always cold water pouring on it and then heat pouring on top of the cold water. And after a number of years, the cultured marble starts to crack and peel down around the drain. It starts to crack a little bit. Well, once that takes place, you cannot repair those cracks like new again. Now, you can stop them from leaking. You can cover them. They even make a coating, a spray coating that goes on top of this, or a roll coating, or any kind of two or three different type of coatings. But all of those end up looking like a vanity that has been upgraded and coated. They don't look as good as the vanity did from day one. Now, you can go out in the marketplace and still find cultured marble vanities available. But in this day and age, we're seeing a lot more solid surface type countertops like granite and marble and just onyx and so many different type of sinks, and a lot of undermount sinks, and a lot of just over-the-top sinks that have long lips and large ledges on them, which help them from, you know, draining down the hole. But it's a very good idea to keep yourself in good shape as far as your bathroom is concerned. And we'll get back to talking about sinks in just a little while. Coming up next, Cindy Toucher is with us with MGT Films, and we're going to talk about window film and what it's all about. So you stick there. We'll be right with you in just a minute on Sur Talk.
It's begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange can't be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit BuildMississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. BuildMississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey. Oh, no, no. Oh, no. What's different about us? I don't really know.
where you find this stuff. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. My guest, Cindy Toucher. Our company is MGT Films, and we're talking about window film, and good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Oh, it's great to have you on board today, and great to see the sunshine out for the first time in
yes.
I don't know how many days.
It's yes, been like, absolutely.
Whoa. But at any rate, it's great to have. Window film is, there's so much confusion about what it can and can't do that people really, if they had a better understanding of how beneficial it can be to them, I think more people would be interested in using that type of product, which quite simply all I need to do to get involved is either look you guys up on the web at MGT. By the way, your website is fantastic.
Well, thank you. I can't take credit for it, but thank you.
We need you a little closer. there you go. You got it. Thank you, guys. But yeah, it is fantastic. But at any rate, by calling MGT, they'll be happy to come out and look at your situation. And I just told Cindy what I'm thinking about, and what I'm thinking would really work in this industry a whole lot is, like, people at this point in time want to remodel so badly, and there's a lot of that going on, and I see that as a regular, you know, selling doors and windows on the side, which I do from time. I don't do a whole lot, but I do some of. But doors and windows, particularly windows, have gotten very, very expensive because they've gotten much better.
Yes.
They really have gotten much better, so they are much more expensive. But many people don't want to spend a $15,000, $20,000 or up on windows when they could be spending that money on remodeling their bathroom, remodeling their kitchen, and just put some sort of window film on their glass. As long as the windows are clean, you can achieve almost as much with that darn window film as you can with a high-grade window.
Exactly, and it's so much more inexpensive to just put film on what you have, and no, and
she wouldn't say the word cheaper.
Yeah, no, I did catch myself.
I wouldn't either.
But besides the cost, if you've done remodeling, getting your windows out and putting them back in, just the mess and the hassle and the time and the, you know, and of course the money.
Yeah.
But all of that put together, then you know, a quick and easy answer is the window film.
Yeah, I think the if someone were to take their windows that they look at and say, I like my windows, all they really need to do is get them totally clean, because they get dirty after 10 years or so on the outside, the bugs build up, everything, but clean them just absolutely as best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the and caulk them as well, so that you don't have air infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you put the window film on there, you can do that for many reasons. You can gain energy efficiency a great deal.
Yes.
Or a story I heard one time is about a building inspector who was looking at new construction, and there was a picture window in that house, and that picture window should have been tempered glass by code.
Right.
And it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
The builder was going crazy. What am I going to do? I have to get a new window. And somebody suggested they make a window film that is going to keep that window from shattering, and the building inspector may approve it. Well, lo and behold, because of the window film that you have available, which is called what?
Well, the safety film is what we use to make a piece of glass equivalent to tempered.
Okay. Yeah. And he said, that's fine with me as long as you use that film.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who have new construction, sometimes if they don't have tempered glass and they need tempered glass, you have the answer to that.
Right. And also, the historical buildings and homes have to keep the original windows, you know, to keep their historical status.
Right.
And so, of course, if there's a window near a staircase or, you know, certain situations, then they need it to be tempered glass to pass code, but then they need it to stay the original window.
Yeah.
It's kind of a catch-22, so this film can help with that situation too.
One of my pet peeves is all this new construction going on and all these new houses being built, and certainly not as many as we'd like, but they're being built. And a lot of them have these six-light or four-light, eight-foot wooden doors that look great. They really do when they're staying. They look really great. But a lot of them are single-glazed glass. And the whole house is wicked insulated, wicked efficient. Why do they have single glazed glass? But that problem can be solved again by window film.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of people put these beautiful front doors that have a lot of glass, like you're talking about. Yeah. They're so in style right now. And then they move in the house and realize people can see in. And I thought, you know, you think, surely you thought of that first. But anyway,
no, you didn't.
But we do have privacy films that we can put on it also, you know, to reflect away so people can't see in, or sometimes people choose to do a frost or a pattern like that to get the privacy, you know, more like always the biggest window in the house is over the bathtub for some reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good solution because windows aren't cheap. And
no,
so
no, they're not.
To cover them up after you've paid for the window is kind of silly. So.
And that's a good point because a lot of times windows over large tubs, which doesn't seem like they're using very much, but they still seem to be putting them in. But anyway, there's huge windows over them, and a lot of them have clear glass. And it may be well insulated and maybe tempered, but a lot of the customers don't want that clear. They want to be able to take a bath.
Well, if there's anywhere in the house you need privacy, that probably is the place. But and if you put shutters or some kind of window treatments in order to open and close them, you've got to step into the bathtub, you know, to adjust them. So to get the natural light in, which is the purpose, really, of the windows and bathroom, you know, this kind of is a way to get your natural light and still have privacy.
And you offer many types of opaque, if you will, kind of film, so to speak, whether it's rain glass or just obscure or even a pattern of some type.
There's hundreds and hundreds of choices.
That's your job, huh?
Yeah. And we can even do custom. We've printed things on to film for people and put it on the window. So if it's, you know, something special, and we've done it, you know, restaurants commercially too, but you know, you can, you're unlimited.
Like on my window, I could have a big circle S that stands for Slovak.
You could.
Except I have a glass block window.
Yeah. Can't put it on glass block.
Okay, well, just a thought. At any rate, there's so many uses for film, and they do make 3M film now is who you deal a lot with, I understand.
Yes, we're a 3M dealer, and we've recently been the 3M dealer of the year, so we're proud of that.
They have improved in efficiency as far as energy efficiency so very much. Window film used to be kind of like you'd put it on because you'd want to make it a little tinted or a little dark color or a little something, but window film is not the same that it was.
Yeah, it's constantly improving. It's just the technology's incredible of what all it can do.
I mean, you can end up getting close to clear window film that has some energy efficiency to it.
You can. And all of them, just about, are going to block 99.9% of the UV rays, which, you know, my background is in interior design, so, of course, keeping your flooring and your antique rugs and your upholsteries from, you know, being damaged by the sun. You know, you never realize how much damage the sun's doing until you move a rug.
Right.
And so, you know, that's kind of one of the things that's one of the highlights for me, whereas my husband's going to be thinking about how much money it's going to save on the electric bill. So I'm thinking about how much money it's going to save not having to replace that rug. So
so your plan is to stop the UV rays from coming, which is helpful to humans anyway, because UV rays just are not good for us, period. I mean,
right. And even with skin cancer, if, you know, I've had recently someone who had an elderly mother who's likes to sit by the window in her wheelchair.
Sure.
But she has skin cancer, so they don't like her sitting by the window. So we put this up there and, you know, to solve that problem for her. So, you know, there's always something, some little niche that you think of that, you know, where it can help that you wouldn't have thought of.
I bet everybody who's listening out there just about can use some window film practically anywhere when you think about all of the uses and all of the things that it can do. Window film is an amazing product, and it really can help a whole lot. And you mentioned that there's a film that can be used for hurricane glass?
For what?
Hurricane glass?
Well, you can, in the areas that we have hurricanes,
yes.
It's not hurricane proof. Nothing is absolute. But if there's something flying through the air and it hits, the glass would break, but it would hold it into the frame and the water wouldn't be able to get in. And, with tornadoes or hurricanes in our part of the country, that's always a concern. And the water damage is actually what does the most damage.
For sure.
So if you can just have one broken piece of glass to replace as opposed to all of your flooring and furniture, obviously, and sheetrock.
Yeah.
Would be a good way to prevent all of that.
Yeah, because that can really run into some money when you have damage and actually have a window blown out and have Mother Nature just coming into your house. It can really do some damage to your furniture, your walls, your just every piece of your house can be ruined by it. And particularly if a tree branch or something goes through your house. Woo!
Oh. Woo.
Or a tree, even.
Yeah.
That's worse yet. That's worse yet. But at any rate... if people were to take their initial windows and do this energy film, and again, it's available clear or tinted if you care to have tinted windows or any way you want, but it just frees up a whole lot of your money to do a remodeling project that you may be interested in doing, like remodeling your kitchen or remodeling your bath. Well, those are pretty expensive little projects.
Mm-hmm.
And if you set aside a certain amount of money to do that, then all of a sudden somebody looks you in the eye and says, yeah, before you do that, we can replace your windows for about $20,000. There goes your remodeling budget.
Exactly.
And you go, what? And once they call MGT Films and find out the options... it may not be time to change out the windows. They may be just fine with just some help.
Exactly. Exactly. You can give, years more out of those windows. And another thing that people don't think about is your air conditioning unit. It's running overtime a lot of times, keeping one side of the house cool while the other side doesn't need it.
Yeah.
If you have window film to keep it more regulated in your house, your air conditioning system isn't working overtime, and it can tend to last a little bit longer.
Yeah, because the film would actually prevent the UV rays from heating up a room a whole lot.
Exactly.
And therefore that room is not getting warm. This room,
right.
Your balance is better.
Mm-hmm. And besides just the, being comfortable.
Yeah.
I have so many people here in the South will build these beautiful sunrooms with glass, glass walls, and they can't use them during the summer when it's beautiful outside, to look at their, pretty gardens or whatever. They can't sit in there the majority of the day because it's too hot. So, this is a perfect solution for that, too.
It really, really, really does help a lot. I was sitting on the deck yesterday, and it's not a closed, it's not glassed in, but it's closed. Mm-hmm. It's a back deck, and it was like, I had to go inside to get a hat because it's so bright out there. But it's the same sort of situation. Instead of a hat, and if I had glass there, I could put a solar stopper, so to speak, on the window.
Right, right.
And that would really increase the comfort of being in that room, because getting away from our living space outside is, we all want that one way or other, whether it be on a deck or a patio or
our
outdoor kitchen or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
We want to spend time out there. And yeah, it's kind of hot and rainy the past few days, but that isn't going to last.
Right, right.
It's football's not far away.
No, I'm ready.
I know. You'll be gone most of the time, won't you? You won't be around on weekends.
Yeah, we love going to our football games.
Well, I don't blame you. I do, too. They're fun to go to. This is a great place to be for them. And the Olympics are going on right now, which I'm sure everybody had paid attention to a little bit what's going on with the Olympics last night. Cindy, yeah. Can you stick with us for a little while?
Sure.
All right. We're going to keep Cindy with the MGT Films on board, and we'll talk a little bit more about saving energy and all that. You're listening to The Handyman Show on Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be back in just a minute. Runs all day. I can't run no more because I'm here to stay. I had an hour of trouble, and I lived a life of pain. I sit back and let that water.
Ole Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party starring ACM award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band. Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion. Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
Experience the...
Yeah. Oh. It's nice, Emma. You could have a steam train. All right. Hard to step on that, but we have to. Got to keep on. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and my guest is Cindy. Cindy Toucher. She's with MGT Films. That's Window Film. And, I was asking Cindy during the break and about window films, and when people order low-E glass, it's not always the same color, but it does have a certain tint to it. Whereas some is blue, some is kind of greenish. I've seen two or three different tints. Do you have a film that would match that?
We do. We have some low-E films that are made to make it equivalent to a low-E window that you would buy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It would actually... I did read... you're going to shoot me for this. I did read that there is a type of low-E glass where window film can actually enhance the usage of that low-E glass, but there's also low-E glass that's made a certain way where that window film will actually neutralize the low-E usage, which is a double-headed coin, or a flip side. I mean, wow. I guess you'd have to know what kind of low-E glass you had in order before you put the film up there to do it correctly.
Yes, because you need to know the low-E where it is, you know, on which surface. One, two, three, four, and that determines which films you would use to be most effective. And most of the people that get low-E windows don't know what surface the low-E is on.
Look at that. She knows more about this whole situation than I could even imagine. Keep on. Keep on. You're doing great. That's exactly right. It depends on which surface the low-E is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and as long as you know that, you know which direction to go to be the most efficient and not take a chance of damaging the window. So
right. But by using the correct film on the correct type Louis glass, you can actually enhance the efficiency of that window.
Yes.
And make it so that's worth looking into, because we are trying to make our homes as energy efficient as we possibly can.
Yes.
All right. That's important to know. So not only can these films be used on Louis glass, but they can be used on clear glass with like a Louis tint to look like they're Louis.
Exactly.
When they're really not. They probably have somewhat similar properties. They have the same defense against heat and sun and work very well. So, yes, you can have tint if you care to, but you can also have clear if you care to. So
exactly.
it can be a 6-1, half a dozen other. And how do people go about getting an estimate? How long does it take? And what tell us a little bit about that.
Usually when I go to a home, residential appointments, I'll be there probably less than 30 minutes. I just go and I show them different options and what I would recommend for what they're trying to achieve. And I'll measure while I'm there and then just take their information and I'll email them a quote later on. It doesn't take very much time. And and I don't ever mind coming, like, you know, after work. I know sometimes people can't meet during the day, and I'm fine with that, coming after hours or weekends if I have to.
And your samples, when you show, are you showing film samples?
Mm-hmm.
So you're showing different colors and different styles and different types of film that's available. Is it more expensive to put film on, like, a 15-light patio door that is true divided, where each panel is actually 15 lights of glass, or a solid piece which has 15 with a grill between the glass, which is a solid piece of glass?
Yeah, well, it's always going to cost less to cut less. Cutting 15, you know, little tiny squares and getting them all, you know, lined up is a lot more intricate work than
it is.
One piece and putting the grill on top of it. So when we can do that, then we would prefer that, and it does cost a little bit less.
Yeah,
so.
I would think so. I mean, a lot of people have those 15-light doors around their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the old-style door had this fiberglass grill on top of the glass, where it was hard to get to glass. And that grill wasn't really removable, wasn't meant to be removed, because it's glued on there very well. So, but in there, it would cost more to do that. But it's worth it in the end. You're going to save money by...
Yes.
And I can't even begin to realize how much you'd save if you wanted to put window film on a patio door, a sliding patio door, which is clear glass, maybe even insulated glass. But if you were to put a window film on there, you would get an energy efficiency savings. It would help in so many different ways that it's really, really worth doing. I mean, maybe that's the only window in your house, but it's a 6-foot-wide sliding patio door. And that can let a lot. The reason I bring this up is because I did a door for one lady one time, and she lived in a house that had a single glazed patio sliding door on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we replaced it with a real, real high-end patio door, which was insulated on all the bells and whistles, because she could afford it. But we did that at any rate, and she loves it. But but you can almost achieve the same thing by having your patio door just coated with film.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to block the heat, and there's different levels. You know, we were talking about this earlier. As far as tint, you can get virtually clear, but there's, you know, just so many different degrees. And I know a lot of people don't want their house to look like a limousine and, you know, have that really dark, dark tint, but there's just so many different levels of it. And I always tell people the story. We have one that the films are numbered like 40%, 50%, 60%.
Uh-huh.
And that's saying how much light and heat comes into the home or, you know, through the window. So the lower the number, the darker it is. And when we were putting film on our home, you know, again, I'll say I don't care about the electric bill. I care about what it looks like. So, so I was like, I want the lightest one. And so anyway, and so there was the 40%, and I said, that's too dark. I want to do the 50 or 60%. And one night we're sitting there at the table, and I said, when are you getting the guys to come put our film on? And he said, 2 weeks ago. And I said, you put the one that I didn't want, didn't you? And he goes, well, you didn't notice. And I didn't. I hadn't. I mean, and I'm a very detailed person. And I did not notice that that film was on our windows yet. And so, and I say that to people just so they know that when they think it's going to be dark and, you know, make the room darker or whatever, it really is not necessarily so. You can get the darker shade and not even realize it's there.
What that brings up in my mind is, going to pick out paint at a paint store, and you look at a paint chip and you say, that's the color I want, and you take it home and you paint the wall and you go, oh my word. Well, it would seem to me that you're talking about the same sort of thing. Looking at a small sample, you can't really tell what the whole window is going to look like.
It is hard. I like to leave people with 8x10 samples so that they can tape them up, and I tell them to look at it, you know, day and night, cloudy day, sunny day, and they can get an idea of any scenario, what the film's going to look like, and just, you know, hopefully it's a big enough piece, and I'll tell them, you know, look at the side that, you know, through the clear glass and through this, and that way you can tell, you know, if it's going to be the right shade for you.
Good. So. Cindy, we about run out of time. Yeah. Hey, MGT Films, 601-707-5596. Write that number down. Give them a call. Tell them that you heard about them on the Handyman Show at 601-707-5596. MGT Films. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. It's great to have you up here, and we always have a good time.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Okay.
All right. Lance, going to take a short break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Back again, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Before we get into the music segment, I have to answer a text that has been on the phone for a long time. I'm sorry we couldn't get to it when Cindy was here. But a lady said she's trying to remodel her bathroom, and she's going to paint over some paneling that has grooves in it and whatnot. And she has done this before, but said last time she did it, she used sheetrock mud and filled all the grooves and all the places where the paneling joins together to make a smooth wall, and sanded it, and it worked very well. But it's a lot of work. Sherry, as far as I know, that's the only way to really achieve what you're trying to achieve. I don't know of anything new on the market, and if somebody does, I would surely like them to share that information with us either by text or by phone. Give us a call at 888-808-8637 or text us at 601-879-4395. I'd love to hear from you. All right, music segment. Last week we were asking about people who were interested in groups that they hadn't heard us play anything on, play anything about, and Orleans came up. Somebody said, isn't there a group named Orleans? And yes, there's a group named Orleans that was formed in Woodstock, New York in 1972, and they were really inspired by Alan Toussaint and the Neville Brothers from New Orleans, strangely enough. But they had so many great, great hits like Still the One and Dance With Me and just on and on. Well, Wells Kelly, who was in Orleans, played with King Harvest, and he wrote Dancing in the Moonlight. Wells did. He wrote Dancing in the Moonlight, and then he joined the Orleans, and they continued on the Orleans. And they did a song called Love Takes Time, and I just think it's a tremendous song. So let's listen to a little bit of Love Takes Time. Takes time, that's for sure. It does, but and it's worth it to put in the time and give the extra effort. Orleans had it right. Love takes time. All right, moving on to Marcus King. Marcus King, great artist from South Carolina. Really, as a child, he played guitar in his father's blues band, and they played with Marvin King, who was a famous blues player, and Marvin King also joined Marcus King later to join the Marcus King Band. But Marcus King has been playing guitar since he was born in 1996, really. But he can play guitar, and he is really worth listening to. So let's listen to a little of Marcus King. He does a song called The Well. And it's worth listening to. Marcus King.
Sleep until the work was done. Papa, the cornerstone church trying to curse my soul. But the good Lord give me that rock and roll.
A little rock and roll. Marcus King, great artist. Fun to go and watch, too, as well. Just amazing, amazing. It's not definitely what you'd expect. It's just really a blast. All right. Usually about this time of the morning, we turn it over to Lance and see what he's come up with for a song and see what he likes to say about what group and whatnot. And I have no idea what he's going to talk about. It'll be as much fun for me as it will be for you. So, Lance, take us there.
Let me get my mic turned on.
Yeah, you got to turn that
too, too many things happening. One of my favorite bands that is not mainstream would be the Jerry Garcia Band. Uh-huh. And the sounds are so different than your traditional Grateful Dead or some of the bluegrass and the things he did with Merle Saunders. It's just very different.
Right.
And back when they came out with Cats Under the Stars in 1978, there's a song in there called Reuben and Cherise,
uh-huh.
One of my favorite songs. And it's a great story, and it kind of mirrors the story in Greek mythology of Orpheus and Eurydice.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a kind of a parallel. Both Reuben and Orpheus are musicians who play handheld stringed instruments, a mandolin in Reuben's case, and a lyre for Orpheus. And both musicians have such a skill that the natural elements that, you know, take notice. And his painted mandolin, the breeze, would pause to listen and before going on its own way and so on. So these guys, it's almost like the Pied Piper. And I had a story about the Pied Piper earlier in the week because it was like his birthday or something like that. And so it made me think about, you know, this song because there's this blend of almost, you know, you're celebrating the greatness of a musician, but also at the same time, a little bit of that, it's a mystery, and the hold that they may have over you because the work that they create is so beautiful. And it's a love story, too, at the same time, where Cherise has a little bit of a thing for Reuben, and it's a really interesting story.
I'm so blown away by how they get into the history.
Oh, yeah.
And how they dig so deep.
And that's one thing about Jerry and the whole crew, and Robert Hunter, Pigpen, and all those guys, that the historical side of it, being a history person, it always just really blew my mind. They took so much time to learn.
Right.
Widespread Panic does that a lot, and some, you know, you really get into the history, and the songs come from something real.
Right.
I'm gonna play a little bit of Reuben and Cherise for you.
Let's hear it.
Is there another girl for you? If you could see my heart, you would know it's true. There's none Cherise except for you. Except for you. I'd swear to it all. Soul, if I lie, may I fall down cold. When Reuben played on his painted mandolin, the breeze would pause to listen in before going its way again. The masquerade began when night. And dancers broke to the pain of mandolin. Looking out on the crowd who was standing there, sweet Ruby glared, Reuben stared at Reuben stared. She was dressed
that's the kind of song you can listen to 10 times and still learn something. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beauty, and I love the Jerry Garcia Band for that reason. And Cats Under the Stars, and you know, I love that song too because it's really about a man had a little too much to drink, and they were walking around the streets, and he kind of patterns himself after an alley cat under the stars, just kind of running around, getting into garbage cans and all this. And it's kind of that 2 o'clock in the morning where you're just kind of walking around and, wow, this is a cool place. But yeah, that band just has a little bit of a sound that makes you, like you said, you go back and dig.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are both individually famous in their own right. Of course, Robert Plant was with the Led Zeppelin for years and years, and Alison Krauss with her own band. So darn good. Alison Krauss has such a great solo career. But they have done a couple of albums together. And one of their albums, there's a song called Please Read the Letter, which was written by Jimmy Page and by Robert Plant. And they did an album together, Page and Plant. This kind of during Led Zeppelin or after Led Zeppelin, where they put that song on it. And it went pretty well. But Robert Plant and Alison Krauss did a great job on Please Read This Letter. So let's give a listen to Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter, I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out. We needed so much more. Once I put beside the well of many words, my house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left for you but check with lost and found.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, they did a great job. They on all of their albums are tremendous, by the way. If you don't have them, it's worth getting either their vinyl or their CD or whatever it takes to make. Maybe you've got them on your Spotify. Who knows? Check it out. All right. We're going to take this thing out with Arcade Fire, a group out of Montreal, Canada. And they've been together since 2001. Formed by a husband and wife team of the Butlers, and they are all the members of the band are multi-instrumentalists. They can play a number of different songs in a number of different ways, and they just really, really know what's going on. But Arcade Fire is something that we probably don't hear a lot of.
Yeah, how did you find Arcade Fire? Come on, man. I was cutting that going, where did he find these guys? Give me a little bit of it. We got 30 seconds, so give me a backstory.
It's called research, baby.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, how did you come across those guys?
I have to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I text my son and said, I'm lost, baby. Yeah, yeah. I need somebody younger to help me here.
Right.
So he jumped in. And he named two or three groups, and Arcade Fire was one of them, and I happened to like this song.
Thank you, because I was literally blown away when I was like, all right, this is going to be interesting. And then I turned it on. I was like, this is good. good stuff, man.
It's good stuff.
I knew where you were going with that one.
Yeah, so we're going to listen a little bit of Cade Fire. And thank you, David, for that little push on that, because that put me in the right direction, even though I didn't use all the stuff he sent.
Yeah, well, there's always another day, hopefully. We'll get to do this next Saturday.
So. We'll get, that's here we right. go. And we'll be looking again next Saturday. Cade Fire, listen to him.
A bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
I knew it was just a matter of time. Living our dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching a lot, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. Up the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, a man's doing it. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream. My mind's still aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
All right. That was hard.
You can't step on
no
Stevie,
way ever gonna jump on that one. That was good. Who is that?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One of my. That's probably my favorite. I mean, it's such a great song, and I don't want to stay off on music, but yeah. You know, living life by the drop. I mean, think of it. It's not. It, again, the dual meanings of, you know, drinking a little too much, maybe right. living right. it that life too fast, right. and at the same time taking it all in and. Living life by the drop. Every second counts.
Every second counts. It's strange that anybody I know who was affected by alcoholism or some sort of addiction that has gotten over it and gotten past it and has gotten to where they can deal with it. In other words, they are still probably an addict, but they still can deal with that situation. Anything they were doing in life just got better, whether it was being a musician or being an office worker or being, it doesn't matter what, whatever they were doing got to be the very best person they can be. And I know that has little to do with the handyman stuff, but that's just what I've found to be very true.
Well, I think it does have a lot to do because, as you say, you have to have a plan, buddy. Yep. You all, you know, have a plan with what you do. It doesn't mean you got to stick to every detail.
Correct.
But it does mean it's a guide and a guardrail for you.
Right.
And I think, again, that a lot of us humans out there, we get off in bad habits sometimes, and the guardrails just aren't there. and right. gutter ball exactly. way too much. And sometimes you got to get back to center and finding those little things that matter.
Yeah.
One of the guys I work with here in the office and that works in the Farm Bureau, he's a model builder.
Right.
And, you know, he the little intricacies and you know, printing it with 3D printers and stuff. And that, like you said, that keeps me focused. If I didn't do that, I have no idea the things that I might be out doing. And so it's that handyman mindset, I think. And gardening is one of those, too, that it's so important to challenge your brain to do things that you may not be accustomed to doing, to fail and get back up again. And create some, you know, some barriers there for you that are, you know, fruitful when you go after it. And you go out there and pick those from that tree. There is fruit there for you, and it doesn't lead you off of the path.
I think what you're talking about is exactly right. An addiction is a form of, like, focus on something. And if you take that focus and put it elsewhere and work diligently on that focus, the addiction is going to become secondary.
Well, that and the addiction to being a great husband or a great wife or a great father, the addiction to being a great worker, the addiction to doing things that you say you're going to do, being a good person. I mean, that there are things where addictions are good.
Right.
You know, but they're also the other side of every great coin is the bad side of it, too, right? You know, too much of anything is a bad thing. So, yeah, again, I think I always find solace in the ability to go plant and do and clip or to build something and use my hands and make my brain. Because, you know, we all work hard. We all probably work harder than we should for the money that we all make. If you look at America and you compare it to all of the world, Americans work harder and have less downtime. They have less vacation than anybody else on the planet.
Go figure.
Wow. And, you know,
go figure.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How much do they have? They have weeks off in Europe.
I mean, I mean, the months, they don't work like we do either here. And if you look at GDP, and I'll make this point, Mississippi is like 140th in the world in GDP. But if you look at it, we're right next to a country called Hungary. Hungary is a old country, a fairly wealthy country, a country that is very stable. And when you're a state the size of Mississippi and the products that you put out and the tax dollars and all of the economic development, the things that are created here by the people are larger than a country that's been around. It's developed and, you know, all this. It's amazing how hard people, and people say, well, Mississippi, they're 50th and everything. Well, we're not anymore.
Well, that's the way the rest of the country looks at the state as not being up to par, but yet but us who live here, no different.
Yeah, and Build Mississippi is one of those entities, and the state and the leadership here and people like you that are getting people to work. There's jobs available. There's no reason to be without a job in the state of Mississippi. There are plenty of them out there for you. You just got to go get them.
Go get them and then stay after
Stay after it.
An important message in that is stay on time.
Hey, and keep your guardrails up, man. Don't let anything get you off of course and off task when you have those opportunities in front of you. And there are great opportunities here for Mississippians. Mississippians need to be taking these jobs.
There are some wonderful
opportunities. We don't need to be
importing them in here. And it's much less expensive to live here than it is to live in a lot of other places in this country, as far as economically speaking. And, you know, we make some pretty decent wages, too. And if you get involved with Build Mississippi and going to some of their learning facilities or going to getting a college a junior college degree in construction or in architectural or whatever it may take, the income is unlimited. You can make hundreds of thousands of dollars by doing things and doing them well and focusing on them. And do you need a 4-year college degree or a master's or a doctor's degree to get this? Not necessarily. I mean, they certainly don't hurt. But there are a lot of people who do have 4-year degrees, come out of college, don't have a job, and are just buried in loan debt for their schooling. Well, Build Mississippi, you can avoid all of that.
You know, a moment the other day, I stopped to get a chicken wing at a gas station. They had wonderful chicken there and nice folks. I was, and, you know, I don't swing in there and get me a chicken wing while I get a few bucks in gas. So I was standing there filling my gas up and eating my, you know, bone-in chicken wing, and it's a big one, good stuff. And a young gentleman walked by, and I'd seen him go in and from the truck that he had gotten out of. And I was admiring the flatbed dually that they had. And sure. There was all kinds of welding equipment, you know, mounted to it. It was a really high-end vehicle. And this young 22, 23-year-old guy coming out, you know, and he's, so I flagged him down for a second, and he probably looked at me like I was crazy right out of the gate. But I said, hey, man, what all can you do with that truck? What are all these? Is that a welding vehicle? Said, yeah, how'd you know that? I said, well, we do a little of this stuff on the weekends. And I said, now tell me a little bit about what you do. Yeah. And he said, man, it's awesome. Basically, they can either go to the shop with a truck and they'll build and do all kinds of amazing welding things. Nucor, they go on site with the truck. They can go wherever they want. I mean, it's amazing the technology. They're just right on that truck. And I said, are you getting paid well? And he just started laughing. He goes, yeah, I'm doing really well. Yeah. He's got 22, 23 years old, you know, living the life, making great money.
So, just hang in there, man.
But again, one of those things is you never know. The opportunities are there.
And that's the thing. The opportunities are there.
It doesn't have to be a big business. No, you can be small outfits out there where you're very intimately involved with the ownership and those that are, you know, you work with every day, building friends. But again, I always love engaging folks in fields that I know we deal with on a daily basis here.
Right.
And the Build Mississippi platform and what our leadership is invested in. It is very rewarding to talk to them and hear their stories. Because there's a lot of great opportunity out there if you're willing to go to work.
There definitely is. I've talked to Brent Bean with Build Mississippi about getting some people on board who are instructors at his school or who have gone through that whole situation of Build Mississippi and have them on board and talk a little bit about that. And he is going to get somebody, and we're going to have a chat with them one day about what they can do for you and make your life a whole lot easier to live.
One of the things I want to learn, and I have always wanted to, and I'm sure there's many people out there like that, but it's, you know, welding, at least small things, not building, you know, huge decks and staircases. But I know my brother-in-law has one of the mobile kits, and he's always, oh man, it's a lot of fun and this. But that's just something I've always. It's like when I decided to teach myself the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do it. You gotta dive in head first, and that was something that helped me. That was a great addiction, and still is. But welding, I can imagine that would be something that I'd be like, all right, now I'm going to go out here and weld this, whether you need it or not. But, I mean, it just that building stuff. And welding is always the one that gets me. I just go, man.
Oh, welding is what – I mean, how many things around the house could be fixed if you could only weld them?
Right. Not JB Weld with some fake stuff. I mean, if I could just spot weld a little bit.
And don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah, once it's done.
It's done. It's right. It's strong.
That's one of those handyman things out there, guys. If y'all do it, y'all give me a holler. I'd like a little tutorial. My brother-in-law's too busy for me, man.
Maybe you and I should call a Build Mississippi and sign up for their welding course.
Yeah. Send me in, man.
Yeah, indeed. He's got a simulator welder over there that you can actually do some simulations on. And we should go and play with
him one day.
It would be great. You and I should go visit him one day. We'll do that. I'll call him and we'll make us a date.
We can go. He's great. So I'm sure if it helps us describe the work they do and what these guys are doing, he would be all for it. But I'm in, man.
He'd love to have you and I come over there. Yeah. Well, hey, bring your phone and we'll shoot some pictures over it.
Bad a job I do, huh? This is not the kind of job you want to do.
All right. Handyman stuff. We're going to get back to some handyman stuff. That was important. We had to talk about that. Hey, I'm a firm believer in function always comes before fashion. Function is so important to me that things need to function properly. And it's great to have all these bells and whistles on them. But are they really necessary, like in things like faucets or appliances or furniture? And what I'm talking about in furniture, you go look at furniture today. Almost every couch you see has a low back on it. Man, I like a high back where I can rest my head on it and just lean back a little bit.
Wrapped up in there.
Yeah, I want this thing to hold me, man. I don't want something neat to sit on. But that's what I mean about function. It's got to be so important. It's got to function so well. And appliances are the same way. You can get appliances that function very well, but you can also get appliances that'll do just about everything but vacuum your floor. I mean, you can see inside of them. You can see inside of them from your smartphone at the grocery store. But is there a need for that? And how long before you have some trouble with some of the additions to it that had been added to your appliance or to your faucets or to your furniture, you know? So I really believe it's got to be functional. It's got to be functional. That's very, very important. Keep things as functional as they possibly can. That's something that you'll be happy you did.
There are homes that I have been in, and I'm always amazed at the neatness and the order. And it's almost like a museum. And I couldn't live in that. I'm not the dirtiest person on the planet, but
do you throw your dirty clothes on the floor?
No, not really. Oh. I mean,
good. Okay.
Not like all over the house. I have a little spot.
We can keep talking.
Yeah. When I hang up everything and then I wash it. But I'm always amazed at how orderly people really are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to me because I'm not that orderly, but I know I'm not that bad. But there are some, and they're so good at this. And I mean, you know, I've been in quite a few, and you're just like, man, it just blows your mind, you know, how clean and orderly and everything is. Now it looks like a full-time job. I need to know the secret. I mean, I want the secrets.
I have to tell the folks that I've been in your vehicle before.
Oh, my Lord, no, don't talk about my vehicle.
And we want to talk about orderly a little bit.
Yeah. Come on, man.
We could send a crew of 10 people out there for 2 weeks and still not cleaned up.
100% right, brother. I mean, I'm one of those that I just gave up at some point. I'm going to live in this thing.
All right. Well, we'll let that go then.
No, thanks for mentioning that.
You're very, very welcome. Right, all right. Hey, Atlas Foundation. One of the great foundation companies in the country. They do slab foundations. They do them so very well. Tony Arpino knows the soils in Mississippi. He knows all of the ins and outs and what soil is, where Yazoo clay is and where it's not, and what soil is mushy and what soil is hard. Tony Arpino knows how to take care of slab foundations better than anybody. You give Tony a call at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010 Atlas Foundation. They will be happy to come to your house and give you an estimate on what needs to be done. Or maybe you can talk to them on the phone about what needs to be done to your house. They can help you on the phone. Maybe you can send some text pictures and they can send you a quote by text. Then they can a lot of times quote over the phone, but they have no problem with coming to your property and looking at it, whether it's your home or your church or your business. Atlas Foundation wants to help you any way they can. So you just go ahead and give them a call at 800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation. All right, you listen to the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back in just a minute.
Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party starring ACM award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band. Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion. Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
This is Home Answer.
All right, using a little wah-wah and using it correctly.
A little Satriani.
Yeah, unbelievable the way he's using that wah-wah.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. It was really control. All right, Tex said, but how about you guys getting back to business? Well, I was going to talk a little bit about music again, but we're going to get back to business because he said so.
Yeah, Jay, thank you very much.
We appreciate it. You're right.
In the guardrails.
Really? Well, handyman stuff. Universal design. I talked about it before about how it's a design meant for keeping anybody, basically elderly people, safe in their home, keeping low thresholds, if any thresholds at all, complete walk-in showers. Well, the house I'm staying in is a relatively new house, and it's not too old, and it has so much universal design already built into it that builders are beginning to use universal design as their regular construction today. I'm talking about all of the faucets have levers rather than knobs, so that makes them easier to use. All of the doorknobs are levers, not knobs. All of the floors, there are no thresholds in that house whatsoever, except maybe the front threshold and the back threshold, which is a very low key, low boy thresholds is what they are. But I'm very surprised to see how universal construction is being used more and more, and because it's very important, it means that we can stay in our houses longer, we can live in them longer, and we can even take it a step further. The house I'm staying in, like I said, a lot of universal construction has been done, but there are no grab bars in the shower stall, which really astounded me because the house is so well designed as far as universal construction is concerned. Now, in order to put grab bars in the shower, it's my recommendation that we don't use the suction cup grab bars, even though people say they work so extremely well. They do work pretty well. But, you only need them to fail once. It's not like they're going to fail a whole bunch of times. Just once, you know. So get one that attaches properly to a stud and really does the job right. And that will help move your house towards the direction of universal design, making it easier and easier all the time to live in. Universal design is something that builders understand and are beginning to work more towards each and every day, as well as they understand home efficiency. And it is something that is also in play today that a lot of people are working towards gaining when they're building a new construction, whether it be a builder or a homeowner. If a homeowner has a custom house and he has a contractor building it, there are certain requirements he has that will meet energy efficiency that he or she demands. And, well, it should be the same with builders when builders are building a house, that they should get all the energy efficiency possible out of that house that they possibly can. Now, that may mean, as far as HVAC units are concerned, is stepping up into a little more expensive, better type unit. They do make a unit that is a little less expensive, and it works very well. Let's just be straight ahead. It's not as good as some of the better brands. It just doesn't hold up as well as some of the better brands. And some of the better brands really can last a very long time and do a better job in keeping your house comfortably in any climate at all. And the people at PAC, Pure Air Consultants really install these type units and want to do that for you. You call Pure Air Consultants and ask them to come out and just do an evaluation of what does your unit need? Do you need a new unit? What's going on? And you can find out more about costs and about efficiency at that point in time. But it's important to keep our homes as close to universal design as we can. Very important. Very important. All right. let's talk about people who work with wood. Just love it. I mean, working with wood, whether you're banging together a flower box with some nails and glue, or you're doing some custom work, like building a guitar, an acoustic guitar, or building maybe a special dollhouse, or a special, she shed, or whatever it is that you're building. Working with wood, there's just so much pleasure in it, and you can work with any type of wood that there is. There are many different types of wood, some hard, some soft, some are easy to drill, some are hard to drill and cut. But with this, so many different types of wood available, it's really worth your while to get into woodworking, because there's so much pleasure in woodworking. I mean, just the smell of sawdust, not bad at all. I enjoy it. And I've worked with wood my whole life. I enjoy wood. I love walking in lumber yards and being able to smell the smell inside of a lumber yard that has all the random length lumber lined up in stacks. And you walk down the aisles and you can smell it. And I think I've mentioned it before. I'm such a wood freak. Mm-hmm, yep. But I even smell the inside of my acoustic guitar every day because it smells so good. And, I mean, it's an older guitar, but it still smells so darn good. That's the kind of wood freak I am. Oh, well. And I do. I just love the smell of wood. It's a great, great, great product. All right. Well, many types of siding are being used on the outside of houses today. People have gotten away from the there have been so many different type of sidings that have been chosen and tried over the years, whether it be asbestos and vinyl and aluminum siding. And nowadays, pretty much what they're using exclusively is the fiber cement board, what we call pretty much Hardy Plank around here, but it is fiber cement board, being by two or three corporations. But it's being used around here more than anything. Another type of siding that's being used quite a bit is a smart siding. Smart siding is a very, very, very good siding. It won't chip and break. It's easier to ship than certainly a Hardy Plank, and it's longer. It comes in 16-foot lengths, whereas Hardy Plank only comes in 12-foot lengths. So smart siding is not a bad choice. It's really not. With smart siding, you still build a decay-proof kind of house. But with Hardy Plank, you end up with fireproof siding, insect-proof siding, and all the things that are necessary to keep your house safe. And, with the rain, the water, whatnot, and no decay, no rot. I'm talking about, I mentioned last week, anybody who may have Masonite siding, better put some trim at the bottom to make it look like the rotten piece goes away. Hey, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick. We do it from the Build Mississippi Studios right here. Thank you, Lance, for your help today. I appreciate you, man. And we'll be back next Saturday from 10 to 12. You tell your friends, the Handyman's on Super Talk on Saturday mornings from 10 to 12. And during the week, anywhere you want to find us, you can do so. Buddy Slowick saying, see you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye bye.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go license.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Cinderella's Tom Kiefer. Live Loud 2024. Saturday, August 10th, 8 p.m., Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Cinderella's Tom Kiefer. Live Loud.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.